Good morning, Talmidim. I just want to share some of the thoughts and feelings about Purim Shtik Day. How amazing it was and how beautiful it was to watch. And the chizuk that I got out of it. And usually when I get chizuk, I like to share it together with the Talmidim. Last week, Parshas Tetzaveh, we spoke about, the pasuk tells us two nekudas about the Big Day Kahuna. We said that one is l'chavad l'sefares, and one is l'katshoy l'chahanoy li. That the begodim of the Kohen Gadol, begodim of a Yid, has two purposes. One purpose is l'chavad l'sefares, to make you look beautiful. It's a certain status, like the Manal says. It brings you at a certain level. And if you wear certain clothing, you're going to act a certain way. And another reason of the Big Day Kuna was l'katshoy l'chahanoy li. The clothing that the Kohen wore was a part of the process of the Kedusha of the Avoida. The different clothes, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos brings down that every one of the eight clothes that the Kohen Gadol wore atoned, was mechaber for another Avera, for different Averas. So the clothing was a chelik of the Kapara. Whatever clothing the Kohen Gadol would wear when he would put it on, that would be mechaper for different Averas. So today that there's no Beis HaMikdash, when we wear beautiful clothes, number one, it's the chavad al safaris to keep us on a certain level. And number two, it's a chelik of the avoida that when we put on those clothes, we remember if those clothes were mechapa for certain averas, it should be a reminder not to do the avera melechatchila. So the begadim played a role in two ways. One was how beautiful it makes us look. That means we act beautiful because we wear such beautiful clothing. And number two, it's a chelik of the avoida. By wearing those clothes, hopefully we'll act in a certain way. And I want to take that thought and bring it to the Purim shtick. I want to start off with the first thing of L'chavad L'Safaris. We walked into the building Friday. The building was so beautiful. Every classroom, how much thought, pikhus, smarts, creativity went into the theme. And every classroom had its own theme, its own flavor, its own beauty. And it was so neat. You're able to walk into the classroom and say, wow. Thursday night, we're walking around the classroom just to make sure that all the chants are okay and the building looks okay. And we were wow. I literally took out my camera to take pictures of every classroom. It was like, this is so beautiful. So creative. Again, you walk into the Beis Medrash, and you walk into the lobby, and to the hall. There was no words. There's no words. It was like, what? They actually did this? This was done by people? By Talmidim? It was so neat. It was so creative. It was so colorful. The balloons, the streamers, the organization of it. There's no words to describe how beautiful it was. The Chavoid and the Forest. How beautiful it made the Beis Medrash. How beautiful it made the entryway, the hallways, every classroom, the creativity. I can't describe a feeling, yet we all felt the same way because it was so beautiful. Yet I want to bring out the second Nakuda of the Lekatcha Lechahanei Li. The Chelik of the Avoida of the Purim Shtik was a Chelik of the Avoida. I don't want to say the same level as the Big Day Kahuna. Yeah, but let's understand, just like the Big Day Kahuna was mechaper on specific averis, let's understand why the doer needed to go through the gzeira's Haman. In the time of Mordechai and Esther, Haman and Achashverosh, there was a gzeira for Klal Yisrael, l'hashmid, l'harig, l'abed, eskol ha'yehudim, minar, v'atzokin. Why were they... What did they do wrong that they should have such a gzeira to be wiped out? So there's different midrashim, different gemaras, different. And one of the big topics that are brought down is because Klal Yisrael was like his Haman said, Yeshnoi am echad mefuzar mefeir benu amem. There is a nation that is spread out. They're sprinkled out between all the other nations. Zognu mefarshim. That there was a problem within Klal Yisrael. They were lacking achdus. They were lacking achdus. You had a yid over here, and a yid over there, and some yidin over there. They were lacking the unity of being one nation, Am Echad. They were Fusim Mafira. They were spread out all over the world. They weren't together. They were lacking a certain Achdus that they had by Kabbalah Satayr. They were Zeche for Kabbalah Satayr because it was Am Echad, Yish Echad, Belev Echad. They were all one. When Klal Yisrael is one, there's nothing more powerful than that. If everyone is an individual, then the koiches, the creativity is missing. So we don't get to appreciate who we are. And therefore, Esther Hamalka said, Lech Knois is Kala Yehudim. The job now to be mechaper on the lack of Achdus is to gather all the Yidden together. Klal Yisrael has to be gathered together. They have to daven together. They have to fast together. They have to be one nation. They have to do everything together. In the beginning, Yom Tov HaPurim was only celebrated in Shushan because it was a nace that happened in Shushan. The Yidden of Shushan were supposed to be killed and the Yidden of Shushan were saved. So the first year they celebrated Purim in Shushan. Yet for the next year, the Rabbanim of Zaken, no. This wasn't just a nace in Shushan. This wasn't just an issue of Shushan. The issue was that worldwide, wherever they're Yidden and they don't feel machrayas for another Yid, if they don't feel like they're all part of one, then unfortunately it's mafuzah mafayr. Then everyone feels alone. Everyone feels that they're lacking that unity. So Chachamim were mesaken and the Rabbanim were mesaken that Yom Tov Purim should be celebrated all over the world to remind us that it's not only Nes and Shushan. It was bringing together Klal Yisrael from all over the entire world together. That's what Klal Yisrael has to come together, has to be one, has to be there for each other in order to have the koyach and the appreciation of what it means to be that we're all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the big day kodesh? L'kacha l'chahan eli? By the Purim Shtik that was done here? Purim Shtik is a risk. It's a risk that the Holos HaYeshiva decided many years ago that we're willing to take. Many Moises around the world are afraid of the risk of Purim Shtik. What happens if it gets out of hand? What happens if people don't work together? You know how many skills it takes? Life skills it takes. Stop preparing for next year's drama. How many life skills it takes to prepare the beautiful Purim Shtik that was done here this year? You know what it means, the Achdus that was put together here? Now, all of it was done by the Talmidim. And again, the idea of Purim Shtik is the Talmidim should work on their skills, that they should put it together. What happens if one boy that says, nah, I don't like it. I don't like the idea. I don't want to do that. And right, usually when they start talking about Purim Shtik, right? Tu B'Shvat, when they start talking about Purim Shtik, there is always that, no, I don't think that's what we should do. I think we should do something differently. It's not fair. There's one boy that he's leading everything, and it's not fair for the other boys. Well, I also want to have an opinion. I also want to. Usually, a day or two goes where we get a lot of these complaints. And usually, we don't get involved. We'll guide the Talmidim how to navigate it, and we allow the Talmidim themselves to work it out, to make sure that it gets worked out in a respectful way that everyone feels happy. You know what it takes to create a theme in the class and have every Chazal tells Shem Shem Parat Shem Shabbos Kach Ein Dei Shem Shabbos. Two people don't look alike. Two people don't think alike. So here you have a class of 20, 25 Talmidim, which everyone thinks differently, and everyone is working together to create one project for the class. And how many different opinions there are. So the fact that Talmidim are able to respect someone else's opinion, they're able to see someone else's perspective. They were able to problem solve. They were able to do teamwork together. There are so many levels of skills that it takes to produce such a beautiful classroom, to produce such a beautiful Beis Medrash, to produce the beautiful Purim Shtik that was done here, all with the Talmidim working on their skills of creating that Achdus, creating that Lech Knois, as Kala Yehudim, we're getting together our entire class to work on a project together to make it look beautiful. How many boys have to be mavatal their thought for someone else's thought? You know what? I hear I have a different opinion, but okay, if that's what the Olam wants, we'll do that. You know how hard that is to do? Who says your opinion is better than my opinion? Maybe my idea is much better than yours. This is the natural back and forth that should go on. And yet, you all worked it out. There were no machloikas in Purim Shtik Day, Friday. Everybody was here celebrating the beautiful creativity. And there was no fights. No, it's not. I don't like that. Let me take it off. I thought something else. That is mechaper on the Mieshnoi Amechad Mefuzer Mefeirot. We're working on our achdus. We're working on our shalom. We're working on respecting each other. We're working on complimenting each other. We're working on being mechazik each other. This is such a great idea. Thursday, the Manal asked if different rabbeim could be here different times. It's hard. We have families, but to be here, it was such a pleasure to be here. I was watching while the 8th graders were here in the Beis Medrash. Now they had a few. There was a group that was working on the Beis Medrash, and within the Beis Medrash, there were those that were working on the streamers, there were those that were working on the balloons, there were those that were working on the jungle animals and the nets and where to hang what, and there were those who were working on the stages. There were so many departments within the Beis Medrash that were working, and then you had those that were working on the hallway, decorating the hallway, and then you had the department that was working on the lobby outside. Within the 8th grade, there were so many different departments that were working, and the organization of it. Lobby Chabura, please meet us in the lobby right now. We're going to start working on the lobby. Hallway Chabura, let's meet in the hallway. Decoration Chabura, let's meet in the classroom to put together the streamers. Beis Medrash Chabura of the stages, please, let's meet together over here. And why is he telling me what to do? Why? I want to do what I want to do. There was not one of such complaints going on here. Everyone was a team player. And with everyone's achdus, the Beis Medrash was such a beautiful makom mikdash to walk into. We showed some of the videos of what the Beis Medrash looked like, went around. And one of the mechanchim called, and he said he had tears in his eyes when he saw how beautiful our building looked. I can't believe that the Talmidim put this together. You know how much work this takes? You know how much creativity this takes? You know how much achdus this takes? It's a risk. Because if the oil does not get along and fights start happening, then it's not worth the entire thing. Yet here, instead of fights, everyone was figuring out how to work it out with someone else. How can I be respectful to someone else? How can I respect someone else's ideas? How can I be a team player? How can I work on it together? That is the Yeshnoi Am Echad Mefuzer Mefeirot. You think everybody has their own opinions and each going to fight for their opinions? No! Lechnois is Kol HaYehudim. We all gather together and we all work together and we pushed away our differences in order to have this beautiful Purim Shtick. That was my feeling watching the Purim Shtick that was here. And there's so much more to talk about the skills that I don't know if you're Makir. How hard you worked and how many skills you worked on. And these are life skills. These are leadership skills. The Al Shech HaKadosh writes in this week's parasha, Kisisis Rosh B'nai Yisrael, when you're going to take a Rosh, a leader in Klal Yisrael, there has to be certain skill sets that the leader has to have. And the skill set is, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshei l'Hashem. The leader has to be able to give up his nefesh l'Hashem. He has to give up his own covet. He has to give up his own self for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the quintessential simon for that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to be mechapa klal Yisrael for the chet ha'egel, mechenu no mesifrecha. You take me out of your sefer Torah. And that's when last week's parasha, Pasha Tetzava, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is taken not mentioned. You don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned. Because Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm here to advocate for Klal Yisrael. I want you to be Mechapa Klal Yisrael. If you're not going to be Mechapa, then take out my name. I don't need any covet. I'm not a leader. If I can't advocate for Klal Yisrael, take me away. A leader says, I'm here for you. I'm here for Klal Yisrael. I'm here for another Yid. I'm not here for myself. It's not me. It's not my name on the label. I did that. Well, it's interesting. By all the Purim Shtick things, I didn't see any names on it. This jungle was designed and created by Yaakov. This streamers were designed and by this classroom, the idea came from this boy, and the implementation came. I didn't see anyone taking credit for anything that was done here. Nothing. That's called leadership. A leader doesn't have to have my name to take credit for it. It's not me that did it. It was a teamwork that did it. And I can talk about it because the administration didn't do any part of it. It's the Talmidim that did it. And we are so proud of the Talmidim's accomplishments. So we see Moshe Rabbeinu had that leadership skill. He was able to say, if not, Mechapa Klal Yisrael, take me away. Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai Tzadik, the Chazal asked a question. Every day, Mordechai was there in Haman. Every time Haman passed by, he wasn't bowing down. Mordechai came to the palace, was sitting there when Haman passed by, and he wasn't bowing down. So many asked, why are you enticing him? Why are you triggering Haman to hate Klal Yisrael? Why either bow down or don't come there? Don't be there when Haman passes by. Mordechai Tzadik knew that Haman had a goal. He wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So Mordechai Tzadik said like this, let me go to the palace every day and I will not bow down. So let him put out his hatred on Mordechai Tzadik rather than on entire Klal Yisrael. Let him go tell Achashverosh that this guy Mordechai here is fighting me. He's not bowing down. Let him take care of Mordechai Tzadik. Haman is not going to come every day about another individual yid that's bothering him. So Mordechai felt, let him come complain about an individual, and hopefully that could take away the gzeir of Lahashim Ma'arav Eskola Yehudim from entire Klal Yisrael. He was willing to make himself as the carbon that entire Klal Yisrael shouldn't struggle. Unbelievable vart. Another vart, the Medrash brings down that when Esther HaMalka went into Achashverosh, when she wasn't called, when she wasn't invited in, she came. And when the Sarim saw her, Bashar HaMelech, they saw her walking into the king's room. They knew, Achaz Dasei Lahamas, if you don't get called in, you get killed. The Sarim were convinced that Esther is going to get killed because she wasn't invited in. Esther said, I'm not going to wait to get invited in. If I'm here to advocate for Klal Yisrael, I'm here as the leader for Klal Yisrael, I'm here for Shliach to save Klal Yisrael, I am going in even uninvited. The Medrash says, Pshat and Pasuk, Kapitel Chof Beis, we know Esther Malka talks about Esther Malka, Yelos HaShachar. The Pasuk Yitzeh says, Yichalku Begodai Lohem, Va'alavush Yapil Goyrol, that the Sarim already decided they're going to split the Yerusha of Esther because she's going to get killed now. If she went in without being called by the Melech, she's getting killed. And if she's getting killed, they started splitting her Yerusha. I'm getting this clothing, I'm getting this. Yechalku b'god elohem, they're already separating, already who's getting what. V'alavushi apirugoyel, they were throwing lots. Who's going to get what of her Yerusha? Because they were convinced that she's getting killed because she wasn't called in. That's a leader in Klal Yisrael. Kisisas roish b'nei Yisrael. When you have a leader in Klal Yisrael, they have to give up their own ich, zik. It's not me. I'm representing Klal Yisrael. If people are mafuzer, mafuzer, ben amam, everyone is an individual, they don't have that sense of achrayas for someone else. Klal Yisrael, even if one person is in Shushan, another person is in America, and another person is in Eretz Yisrael, they made the Yom Tov of Purim for all the Yidden all around the world, because every Yid, wherever you are, has a sense of achrayas for someone else. And when we say Tehillim here for the hostages, yes. And we say Dachenu when we say scream Amen, yes. It's because we have a sense of achrayas for every Yid, whether they're from or they're not from. They're a Yid. We feel for them. We daven for them because we have that leadership skill that we care for entire Klal Yisrael. We fighting within Klal Yisrael. We promote achdus in Klal Yisrael. That's a leader of Yiddishkeit, to promote achdus. How many times do we say a comment to someone else that could be hurtful? And you know what the response to that is? That's not leadership skills. A leader doesn't hurt someone else. We were looking to build achdus. You don't make a joke that's funny for you and not funny for someone else. It was just a joke. It was just a joke. A joke for who? Was this a joke that's lich k'noisus kol yehidim, that's making everyone feel good? or this joke is mefuzim afayrid, making everybody feel like a loser, feel themselves. The ben adam lechaveiro that we took out of this Purim shtick is tremendous, and it's something that we have to maintain weiter. Someone asked, how do we work? Unfortunately, today's generation, one of the big challenges out there is bullying. Bullying. But us in Yeshiva, we have a zero tolerance for bullying. Baruch Hashem, the word bullying is a very harsh word. Very harsh word. In order to meet criteria for bullying, it's a gefährliche thing. It could literally kill people. How do we, Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful Yeshiva, and Baruch Hashem, come out that we don't have the issue of bullying here. I said, we don't wait till it reaches a level of bullying. Whenever there's teasing and people are not being respectful to each other, we call it out right away. We stop it as soon as we see a lack of another machaveroi. If something is causing mefuzah and mefaira to separate people, right away we call it out. That's not appropriate. That's not how we should be acting. Klai Yisrael has to, every comment that we make to someone else has to make the other person feel good. And the same pasuk of Venosnu Ish Kaifer, it tells us what are the leadership skills? Venosnu, everyone has to give. And the Balaturim writes on the word Venosnu that the word is a paladon word. That means you can read it frontwards and backwards, the same word. So many Chazal tell us that talking about tzedakah, whatever tzedakah you give, you get back. Venosnu is vav nun tzav nun vav. So you can read it frontwards Venosnu and you read it backwards Venosnu. You all heard that word. Hey, like the Balaturim writes. So it talks about giving tzedakah. If you give tzedakah, you're going to get back. You're not losing anything. But it's more than tzedakah. Venosnu, however you treat other people, that's how you will be treated. If you treat someone else with respect, you're going to be treated with respect. If you disrespect people, you're going to be disrespected as well. So part of the Purim shtick here was to take our differences and just to be able to put it together to bring a certain level of achdus, which prevents bullying, which prevents teasing, which prevents hurting someone else. It's venosnu, we're giving to make something nice. And ultimately, we gain out of it. The lekacha lechahan eli. It makes us better people. It helps us work on our areas that we have to work on the respect of respecting each other. To avoid teasing, to avoid hurting someone else's feeling. And venosnu, if you see somebody's not being nice to you, perhaps you are not nice to them. It goes both ways. However you treat others, they'll treat you back. And if you see someone is lacking leadership skills because he's causing a mefuzah, mefaira, you have to say, this is not the venasta that I appreciate. So let's bring it all together, Rabbi Isai. It was so, so beautiful on so many levels. L'chavad el Sefaris, it was so beautiful, so well organized. The themes worked so beautifully. The colors. The building was beautiful. L'kache l'chahane li. It was serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu through the Leich Knois, as Kala Yehud, and we brought everyone together. Everyone worked so ba'achdus. It was done in such a beautiful way. It was done with so much leadership. Everyone gave up from their own to be mechabit someone else. I had this opinion. Okay, you know what? The Olam wants something else. Okay, I'm willing to give up what I feel in order to make someone else happy. In order to, for the Tovus HaTzibur. It's not me, me, me. It's everyone together. We gave it up. Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, if I can't advocate, I'm not part of it. If I can't have Achdus, I'm not part of it. And everyone's part of it. Everyone had Achdus here. Mordechai and Esther. Leadership skills. Venosnu. So it's not only that we did a nice project. It's not only that it was so beautiful. It was a lesson for life, a lesson that we want to maintain, a lesson that we want to keep, that will keep everyone feeling good, that will make everyone respect each other, and will show the true leadership skills at Mizgal Tzedek.